Ah, the bedroom window that I want. I'm glad the general has the wisdom to keep it locked while they rest. I wouldn't want things to be too easy for me. Ah, sound asleep and tucked into bed. They look so peaceful. I need to hold firm in my resolve. I'm doing this for a reason. I didn't think I'd make it this far. I'm too close to fail now. Good evening, General. If you want to live, don't move a muscle. My blade is against your throat. Give your eyes a moment to adjust. Do you recognize me? Or the way I sound? What did I say about moving? Be still. The recognition behind your eyes says more than enough. I'm glad you remember me. Our carefree days before this conflict seem so long ago. When we were both lower ranked and happier. Oh? You think I have too much nostalgia? At least I'm doing something. At least I'm feeling something, unlike you. You're at my mercy now, so speak with more care. You don't know anything about me, about who I am now. You can glare at me all you want, but I'm in control now, and you have to listen to me. It's my knife at your throat. Yes, I've come to kill you. It wasn't easy sneaking my way into your room. I haven't killed you yet because I've come to gloat. Believe me, I've been dreaming of this moment for months. The thought of it has kept me warm in my bedroll every night. You need to answer for your crimes. Your loyalty to that sorceress who keeps us under her thumb. So what if I'm rebelling against her? The nobility are nothing. I don't respect their claim over us, and neither should you. The townspeople whisper that she's a demon now. That should mean something to you. Yeah? And you're such a lapdog, aren't you? All in the name of order. You say you're protecting the weak, but they need protection from her. You just had to make the choice to follow her. You should have come with me last year. We would have been great. I'll never forgive you. You threw away everything we had. My knife isn't shaking. Shut up. Shut up. You have to listen to me. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about you. You didn't even look back when I joined the rebellion. I should have cut you down right then and there. You thought the rebels ambushed us. No. No, I set up that meeting so we could leave her army together. I had to stop them from attacking you after you turned to leave. Not like it matters. I just delayed the inevitable. Don't you see? I have to end you. We're on opposite sides. And you've been doing such good work for her. That sorceress doesn't deserve your loyalty. Your skill. Her birthright doesn't mean anything. It's not true authority. I'm not crying. You're just imagining it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to kill you any second now. I just wanted to have one more conversation. I don't want to forget what your voice sounds like. I want to keep it. I want to keep the sound of it in my head forever. Why don't you come with me? Was kissing the ring of some noble really more important than what we had? I saw a future with you. Stop it! Stop being honest with me. Why can't you lie to save your own life? If I kill you, then that means I'm free of you. I'll end things between us forever, and I'll never have to worry about losing you. I'll never have to see you move on, or be happy with someone else. If you're dead, you're just a memory for me. A perfect memory that can't let me down or betray me again. I won't have to see you on the field, commanding troops and defending a ruler. A rule that I don't agree with. This is the only option I have to be free of you. So, it won't hurt for long. I'm right here. You won't be alone. And you'll be warm in your bed. This is better than dying on a battlefield like a soldier. This is loving. This is because I care about you. Even if you don't care about me. Now hold still. I'm going to make the cut.
Let me go! I'll claw your eyes out. Let go of my hand! Why? Why aren't you attacking me?
I was stupid. I talked too much. Say something. Say something, please. Stop looking at me. I meant every word I said. I'll kill you to be free of you. Don't think our history will save you. Just get it over with. I'm sick of fighting. Sick of living with this obsession in my heart. I'm so tired.
You, just because you're holding me,
I didn't miss this. Just because you're holding me doesn't mean I am an assassin in the night. You're supposed to be terrified of me. I risked my life to come here. Yeah, I did. I'm going to be honest. I didn't think I'd make it past your guards and close enough to get to your bedroom window. I really wanted to see you again. I have marching orders tomorrow, and I know you're being moved south to help that paladin she hired. You can hold me like this, but it doesn't change anything. We're still on the opposite side of this conflict, and I still want to kill you. I still want to be free of you. Why are you working for her? That sorceress? That noble? She's a tyrant who doesn't know anything about us. I'd rather be free. And I should take you with me. You could be my prisoner of war, and I'd never let you out of my sight. Or, aren't you tired of the fighting? I know that there's people who depend on us, but we could leave together, tonight. I'd force you if I could, but you have the upper hand now. What? We'll talk about it in the morning? Do you think you're a smooth talker with a line like that? I'll stab you in your eye socket. Stop smirking at me. I'm your enemy. But fine. We can spend a few hours together. I can't do anything while I'm disarmed anyways. But this conversation is far from over. I'll do whatever it takes to be free of you. Don't doubt my conviction. You really do have a hold on me. But I'm going to change that. One way or another. Come here. Come closer to me.